This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Podal views right to information as a tool to create public trust in democracy. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma says government commits to enhancing information flow. Foreign Affairs Minister of Japan Kamikawa Yoko paying official visit to Nepal tomorrow. And delegates from 23 countries arrive to watch Lok Sabha elections in India. President Ramchandra Podal has viewed that right to information is a tool to create public trust in democracy. President Podal said it while addressing a special ceremony organized by the National Information Commission at his residence, Sheetal Nivas, today. The event was held on the occasion of the 17th anniversary of National Information Commission. Stating that right to information is a booster to institutional development of democracy, good governance and meaningful participation of citizens in development works, President Podal emphasized further effect implementation of the right to information. According to President Podal, it is the natural rights of citizens to know where their money is going and how it is being spent. Vice President Yadav's request to focus on disciplined lifestyle to avoid diabetes. Addressing a program related to diabetes in Kathmandu today, Vice President Yadav emphasized on diabetes control. Likewise, he has expressed his concern that the number of deaths due to heart disease, cancer, high blood pressure and diabetes is high. Vice President Yadav urged everyone to be aware, careful and serious about their body and health. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma emphasized that the right to information is a citizen's responsibility. Speaking on the program organized to commemorate the 17th anniversary of National Information Commission, Minister Sharma highlighted the role of information transparency in strengthening democracy and sustaining peace. Minister Sharma outlined various government initiatives, including the appointment of information officers in all agencies and spokespersons to interact with the media. She also mentioned the launch of Hello Sarkar on the Prime Minister's office to facilitate public inquiries. On this occasion, the National Information Commission expressed its commitment to upholding the Right to Information Act and promoting citizen empowerment through information access. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has said a plan would be made for exporting goods produced by Nepali entrepreneurs. At a news conference organized by Press Chowthari Nepal today, Minister Bhandari mentioned that the government was working actively for development of micro, cottage and small industries in line with the goal of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. Minister Bhandari further argued promotion of the industries based on local raw materials would help reduce ballooning trade deficit. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Japan Kamikawa Yoko is paying an official visit to Nepal on the 5th of May, tomorrow. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs, in a press release today, said the Japanese Foreign Affairs Minister is visiting Nepal at the cordial invitation of Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Kaji Shrestha. During her visit, the Japanese Minister will pay courtesy call on President Ramchandra Podal and Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. The Japanese Minister will also hold bilateral talks with Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Shrestha. The Asian Development Bank has pledged increased assistance to Nepal to address the impacts of climate change. At the 57th annual meeting of ADB in Tbilisi, Georgia, ADB President Masatsugu Asakawa made this commitment during discussions with Nepal's Finance Secretary Madhikumar Marasini. Secretary Marasini emphasized Nepal's vulnerability to climate change despite its minimal contribution to global emissions. In response, President Asakawa acknowledged Nepal's challenges and affirmed ADB's readiness to enhance support to mitigate climate-related risk. Likewise, Secretary Marasini also invited President Asakawa to visit Nepal, which was positively received. Moreover, during a separate meeting with ADB Vice President Yingming Yang, officials discussed private sector development, infrastructure projects like the Dudhkosi Hydropower and Melamchi Drinking Water projects, and timely completion of budgetary assistance program. The result of American Diversity Visa 2025 is coming today. The U.S. Embassy in Nepal has informed through social media that the result of DV will be released today. The embassy has said that you can check the result with your confirmation number by 9 p.m. today. General Secretary of Right to Health and Tobacco Control Network Nepal, Purna Bhakta Dual has said that 73 people die every day in the country due to tobacco consumption. Speaking at a school-level awareness campaign started by the Youth Creative Society from Friday, Mr. Dual said further tobacco consumption is also costing the country 47 billion rupees annually. The school-level awareness campaign is being organized with the aim of keeping children away from tobacco consumption. The government has started the process of building temporary houses for the fire victims. Prior to this, temporary houses has been constructed for the earthquake victims. Chief Executive Officer of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, Anil Pokhrel, said that the process of constructing temporary houses for the fire victims has started from Friday. Likewise, various social organizations, including Nepal-India Friendship Association, the Saptari Youth Nepal and Noor Welfare Society, and the Nepal Muslim Social Service have provided relief support to fire victims of Chimti in Mahadeva Rural Municipality 1. Vice President of Nepal Muslim Social Service Saptari of Rose Alam said relief materials were provided to 62 fire-affected families of Chimti Toll. On a separate incident, property worth over rupees 460 million have been gutted in fire in various districts of Madhes province in the last 10 months. Bagmati Province Minister for Culture, Tourism and Cooperatives Sailendraman Bhattacharya announced that Nevari and Tamang languages will be officially used for government operations starting May 6. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda will inaugurate this initiative in Basantapur, Kathmandu. Additionally, the province declared a public holiday to commemorate the introduction of these languages in government operations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Delegates from 23 countries arrived to watch Lok Sabha elections in India. The Election Commission of India has invited 75 international visitors from election management bodies of 23 countries to watch the world's largest elections unfold. The poll commission said that this exercise is a first in terms of scale and magnitude of participation. The ongoing Lok Sabha elections that began on April 19 and is being conducted in 7 phases will conclude on June 1, with continuing a vote scheduled for June 4. The death toll from heavy rains in the southern Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul has risen to 39, with some 70 people still missing. Reuters reports that heavy rain was one of the worst climate tragedies that has so far affected 235 municipalities, including the state capital of Porto Alegre. Heavy rains also spread to the neighboring state of Santa Catarina, where a person was killed in the flooding and landslides. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization reported global food prices rose for the second consecutive month in April. Food and Agriculture Organization said it was the first time they rose in consecutive months in more than 2 years. A significant increase in prices for meat, along with modest rises in prices for grain, cereals and vegetable oil, offset larger declines in prices for dairy products and sugar. 3 Indian nationals have been arrested and charged over the killing of a Sikh separatist leader in Canada, which sparked a major diplomatic row between the two countries. The BBC reports Hardeep Singh Nizzar was shot dead last June by masked gunmen in a busy car park in Vancouver suburb. The diplomatic row escalated after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau alleged India's government may have been involved. Delhi strongly denied the allegation. The US has blamed the Rwandan army and M23 rebel group for the deadly bombing of a displacement camp in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The BBC reports at least 9 people, including 7 children, were killed in the strike on Mugunga camp in the eastern city of Goma yesterday. The Congolese army and M23 blamed each other for the attack. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is possible at a few places of the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhur Paschim province. There is possibility of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of western as well as local winds in the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Podal views right to information as a tool to create public trust in democracy. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma says government commits to enhancing information flow. Foreign Affairs Minister of Japan Kamikawa Yoko paying official visit to Nepal tomorrow. And delegates from 23 countries arrive to watch Lok Sabha elections in India. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.